Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, so we're diving into The Juice today, see what the kids are reading about. Looks like we've got some pretty diverse stuff. So let's start with that Kat Palmerston, the feline relations consultant. What's the deal with that?
Well, it sounds a little funny, but Palmerston was the chief mouser at the UK Foreign Office. So when he moved to Bermuda with the new governor, Bermuda's a British overseas territory. By the way, kind of makes sense.
Right, right. Didn't he have some kind of rivalry with Larry the Cat from 10 Downing Street?
Oh, yeah. Their battles royal were all over the news. But, you know, beyond the fun of it all, this could be a good way to talk to kids about, like, what makes a place feel like home, especially when you're moving somewhere new.
Yeah. Interesting. Makes you think. Well, okay. Moving on. There's a story about European leaders and concerns about a U.S.-Russia alliance. Kind of a serious topic?
Definitely. This is causing a lot of discussion internationally. European leaders are worried the U.S. might prioritize Russia over Europe, especially with the whole, you know, Ukraine war going on.
And how does this affect NATO?
That's the big question. It brings up a lot of issues, historical, geopolitical, the whole nine yards. It could be a good chance to, you know, talk to the kids about alliances and how those partnerships affect how countries interact.
Definitely makes you think about the bigger picture. Okay, shifting gears now to the story on health disparities, specifically maternal mortality rates.
Yeah, this is a big one. It shows the inequalities in healthcare that are unfortunately still around. The CDC report shows that even though maternal death rates are going down overall, Black mothers are still dying at a rate 3.5 times higher than white mothers. It could be a way to start talking to kids about health equity, what it means, why it matters. You could even discuss what things affect access to healthcare, you know, like income, where you live, even bias in the system.
All important points. Okay, let's take a break from the serious stuff for a second. There's a story here about how to get a dog's attention.
Oh, yeah. This study found that pointing and looking at the same time is the best way to get a dog to focus, which means they understand what you're trying to do, not just reacting to movement.
So it's not just pointing, you're actually connecting with them visually. Huh. I wonder if that works with other animals.
Who knows? Maybe you could ask the kids what gesture they'd teach an animal if they could. Could be a fun way to get them thinking about how we communicate with animals. It'd be interesting to hear what they come up with. Speaking of communication, the last story today is kind of different. It's about a quote from The Weeknd.
Yeah, I ain't scared of the fall. I've felt the ground before. Mm-hmm. What are they even suggesting for discussion prompts on that one?
Well, it's all about resilience, right? Overcoming challenges. That comes up a lot in his music. The app suggests asking kids what the quote means to them and, you know, what challenges they faced and how they got through them.
Makes sense. Gets them thinking about it personally.
Yeah. Might be good to give them some background on The Weeknd, too. You know, Canadian singer, songwriter, producer, really successful. Might help them connect with the message a bit more.
Good point. Mm-hmm. So as you continue these conversations with the young people in your lives, remember to encourage their curiosity, their critical thinking, and their empathy.
That's important.
Because ultimately, it's about equipping them to become informed,
right,
engaged, and compassionate citizens of the world.
Well said.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.